Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The House Financial Services Committee will investigate the failures of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. Representative Patrick McHenry is the panel's chairman.
I think we know we had a very rough week for American banking, and we lost confidence. That raises the questions of what happened last weekend.
Well, in terms of what happens right now, should a too-big-to-fail bank be able to buy up one of these banks like First Republic to stop the bleeding?
All options should be on the table.
McHenry was on CBS's Face the Nation. The Swiss government is putting pressure on UBS Bank to take over Credit Suisse. The BBC's Grant Ferret has more.
A credit facility of more than $50 billion from the Swiss central bank has failed to restore confidence among depositors or halt the slide in its share price. The hope now is that a partial or complete takeover can be agreed before financial markets open on Monday. Apart from the sheer scale and complexity of any deal, UBS is said to be looking for government support in case of any future legal action against it.
Credit Suisse has been pushing back on the takeover offer from UBS. The International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Putin, but Putin doesn't seem to be worried. Instead, he traveled abroad to Mariupol in his first trip to the Ukrainian territory that Moscow illegally annexed in September.
President Putin is responding to the International Criminal Court's indictment as he always does when backed into a corner by fighting back.
That's CBS's Beth Noble. Former President Trump says he'll be arrested Tuesday to face charges in New York over the hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham responded.
This is an effort that's ongoing, never ending to destroy Donald Trump, everything around Donald Trump. This is selective prosecution. If I were President Trump, I'd take this all the way to the damn Supreme Court.
Another January 6th investigation?
Top Republican on the panel, Barry Loudermilk of Georgia, tells CBS News they're going to review the 2 million pages collected by the last Congress and some of those 41,000 hours of video, and might call former Speaker Nancy Pelosi to testify about the security failures. Democrats call the panel obscene in an attempt to rewrite history.
CBS's Scott McFarland, another upset at the NCAA tournament.
Arkansas wins it!
Brian Anderson on CBS Sports as the eighth-seeded Razorbacks beat the Kansas Jayhawks 72-71. Devontae Davis scored 25 points for the winners.
That's CBS's Peter King with that report. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
If you're hankering for a hunk of Wisconsin-grown radio, you've come to the right place. This is Extra Sharp Weekends on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The long-term effects of Wisconsin's redistricting process were apparent in the November elections. A nonpartisan good government group says voters who feel overlooked should not give up. Mike Moen reports.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers won re-election, but Republicans maintained strong control over the legislature. Jay Heck of the group Common Cause points out that Evers maintains his veto power, but he says Republicans still carry a lot of weight, partly because they keep redrawing the maps to their advantage.
There were more votes cast for Democratic candidates statewide than Republican, but the contrast with the legislative elections in the state is so sharp, it almost makes laughable the idea that we have a true representative democracy.
Researchers have said that over the past decade, Wisconsin has produced among the most gerrymandered voting district maps in the country. Heck says voters should look ahead to next year's state Supreme Court election with the hope a less politicized court could eventually revisit the issue. And there could be legislation floated again next year to develop an independent redistricting process. In the meantime, he says the current maps allow a smaller percentage of voters to decide who controls the legislature, leaving other voters behind in fair representation.
Urban areas in Wisconsin have suffered a decline in the shared revenue from the state, even though those people pay taxes.
Heck says that means less support for schools, roads, and other public needs. Analysts say lawmakers representing these areas get packed into boundaries that ultimately diminish their voices at the state capitol. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
I don't know how to share that.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hunting, fishing, and loving every day. What is up, Wisconsin? You're listening to Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman. Man, I tell you what, you know, Luke Bryan talks about hunting, fishing, and living every day, but I bet that guy's pretty busy too. I bet he doesn't get out in the waters and woods like he would like to, because yes. Man, the only, if I had my way, all I would do 24/7 is be in the woods or sitting in a cornfield or flying to Argentina to hunt four-horned sheep or red stag or...
See, I want to go to New Zealand to hunt the red stag.
Okay.
Because New Zealand seemed so beautiful and so perfect online.
Danielle, what? I'm going to tell you about this hunt that I'm contemplating right now. And right now, the reason I'm contemplating it versus actually doing it is because it's expensive to go around the world.
Oh, is it?
But there's a deer called a Rusa deer. Have you ever heard of a Rusa deer?
I have never heard of a Rusa deer.
All right. A Rusa deer is like this whack, like janky combination of like a red stag and an axis deer with these really long pipes that go essentially Whoa. Straight up. Did you just look it up?
Of course I did. Every time you tell me something, I look it up.
By the way, a quick hello to the Kennedy clan out in Oconomowoc, our loyal listeners, our five loyal listeners. I do change the amount of people they have in their family every year, every week. So a Rusa deer you hunt on the island of New Caledonia. Now they're probably going to get a rush of people calling to book these hunts. New Caledonia is an island Ooh-wee. Between like New Zealand and Australia, right by Fiji. And this is looks like the most incredible hunt ever. So I want you to tell me, and I'm going to get our guest in on this too. Folks, Dan Durbin is with us. And Dan Durbin essentially, so I was thinking to myself, like, what am I going to call Dan Durbin? Dude Ooh. Has done just about everything in the outdoors as far as media marketing, writing, experience. I mean, he's a writer for Wisconsin Outdoor News. He's a contributing columnist for the Waukesha Freeman Outdoors section. He owns expos, like fishing expos, hunting expos. And the guy's out of his mind. He brought us these cool hats that we're wearing. So if you're watching on Facebook Live, check out the hats. They're super cool. So this was my tact on this. Next year is my 25th anniversary with my wife. Okay, 25 years. Nice. I know I don't possibly look like old it. Enough
no.
to have been married 25 years. Thanks, Danielle. You're so full of it, too. Whatever. I'm thinking, and like one of her dreams is to go to Australia.
Oh,
now I took my oldest daughter to Spain hunting red stag last year, and she had a great experience experiencing the culture. The place we went was just awesome. But I'm thinking to myself, can I sell my Rusa deer hunting trip in New Caledonia to my wife by taking her to Australia first and taking my other daughter, because I still owe my other daughter something. You know, the second kid always gets like leftovers.
Yes.
And has to wear the clothes.
Yes.
You were the last in
I
the row.
I was last of five. Yeah, I got. Excuse me. I got pretty much the hand-me-downs and the leftover couches when I moved out. Oh yeah, hand-me-downs city right
here. Danielle
almost
got in a fight at work today.
Let's just bring that right up.
Well, you shouldn't tell me stuff because, first of all, you say way more embarrassing things on the radio than I ever do.
This is very true.
I mean, poor Anastasia back there. She has to listen to this. Anastasia, did you hear? Were you listening when she said she almost got in a fist fight at work?
No, I don't think I was. I missed that.
So well, I was folding something wrong at work, and I'm
Okay, you got to set it up better than that.
And I work for Ram.
Real quick, Danielle is a badass. She drives heavy equipment for her job, okay?
Operates heavy equipment. I'm a lever puller.
Sorry, tomato, tomato. I said you drive it. You don't operate. She operates heavy equipment. She's a heavy equipment operator, not driver. So sorry.
Right now it's our slow season, right? Because we're earth movers and demolition. So right now it's all muddy and we don't want to put the mud in the box, get the mud in the roads, whatever. So it's our slow season. And so I got auction off to another company just because we need woman hours and all that kind of stuff. So I'm helping.
You got auctioned off to another company. I have no idea in today's day and age what that possibly means.
I got traded. Not necessarily traded. They took me off the couch. I could be sitting at home or I could be helping this other company, another subcontractor.
So they subbed you out to another company.
So I am doing snow removal and ice removal and all that kind of stuff right now. And we have these big, like 20 by 20 snow blankets we have to load and then
What is a snow blanket?
Snow blanket is, it has eight straps that come out like toe straps that come out.
Sure.
Like underneath it. And then on top of it, it's just like a big thick plastic.
That covers snow?
That we put the snow on. We lay it out so the snow goes on, and we can fly it out with the crane and then dump it and then take it, haul
it
out.
That is a lot to do for snow removal.
A lot to do. But when we're working at the Wisconsin Center, so it's like a high-profile job, and there's numerous subcontractors there. There's thousands of people and tons of equipment, so everyone needs to be safe. Like,
sure.
We're building the brand-new Wisconsin Center expansion. Like,
yeah, so you got to go through. And you have to follow the safety codes and everything very carefully. So how did you almost get in a fist fight?
So with these with these blankets, you have to, quote-unquote, fold them a particular way. Which you really don't. You really don't. You just need to fold it because you're going to unfold it.
It's not a safety issue as to which way these snow blankets are folded.
It's not the American flag, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to point out, you've been introduced now, Durbin, so feel free to chip in on this.
I wasn't sure. I didn't want to interrupt.
You're not
Red Stag and all this stuff, and I'm dreaming of fishing the carp on the Fox River that I saw on the way in.
Yeah, and a lot of people think that's all you can catch in the Fox River, but I have seen people catch monster northerns and muskies in the Fox River right downtown Waukesha. I'm taking this off track.
I'm sorry. Come again?
Yeah,
seriously. Muskies too?
I think muskies.
Yeah, on occasion.
Yeah. What?
Yep. Yeah, muskies and giant northerns.
Huh.
I had a friend of mine, Tyler Bell. I'm going to give Tyler Bell a shout out. Hardcore fishing dude. Caught a leucistic northern. That's like an albino looking northern. It was incredible.
That sounds
unbelievable.
Beautiful.
All right, so,
I wonder how it tastes. Would you eat it?
I don't know.
I feel like I wouldn't eat it.
He took a lot of pictures and put it back.
That's
really
what I would
do. The question really goes to, are you going to eat anything out of the Fox River?
I feel like no.
I mean, it depends. If you're on a desert island and the Fox River is going through the desert island, then yes.
I've had walleye out of the Fox.
Yeah.
Over by Waukesha West back there.
You've had walleye. Bandits in the background. Somebody's walking by the fishbowl. 217 Wisconsin Avenue, that's the fishbowl, or at least it's the fishbowl during Raised in Wisco, because it's kind of a play on the name Clayfish. But stop by if you want. Say hi to us, poke fun at us, or just make faces at us through the window if you want. So Danielle is a heavy equipment operator, she's folding snow blankets at work. And almost gets in a fist fight with the owner of the company?
No. It was another laborer.
All right, so what happened? So he comes up and he's like, you're not folding these snow blankets, right?
Well, it takes two people to fold them because they're quite large and heavy. And then another person and I were folding it, and the other two people for another company were looking at us, and they came over by us and say, hey, you started folding these wrong, but like aggressively. Not like, hey, just to let you know, you're not doing this right. It's more like, you're doing it wrong. I'm like, why am I doing it wrong? maybe you're doing it wrong. I'm like, it's just a snow blanket. And then I'm like, then why? Can you explain why you're saying I'm doing it wrong? I'm
so
like,
Dan
why?
Said it just a minute ago. So are we talking like it's like the American flag? It has to be folded a certain way?
No, or? It just needs to be flat and fit in another box. Like it's okay. Not a fitted sheet. Right. You can just roll it up and then you all just right. Roll all right. It
get
up.
To the fighting part.
You got to be so careful. You're going to get traded again or, so you know, whatever.
Traded. Auctioned.
Auctioned.
Auctioned. Auctioned. Yeah. I don't know why I said auctioned.
I'm not sure either.
Oh, it seemed inappropriate at that moment. So then he told him to stop, not stop talking, but the other guy he was with started explaining to it. And I looked at the person I was with. I'm like, oh, okay. And then the other man just kept talking and talking.
You didn't pull out the mansplaining card, did you?
No, I just like, okay. Well, I said, stop being a word, a man part.
Oh, I don't know. Well, maybe it sounds like you started this fight.
Well,
you maybe. Told him to stop being a man part?
Yeah.
And that probably didn't go over well.
Well, it did not. It did not. And then he started walking closer and closer and closer. And he's like, well, what did you say? I'm like, you heard exactly what I said. Like, you do not need to be a man part.
If his name was Richard, it'd be fine.
It would be fine. It'd be very fine. But his name was not Richard. I don't even know what his name was. And then it just started escalating. And then he just got super close
Anastasia,
to me. And I'm
what
like,
what is
oh,
going
geez.
On in here? Anastasia's in there. She's giving me that 3-minute signal. But she's kind of, okay. So he got in your face then.
He got in my face. People started coming over by us. Like, he was starting to yell. And I started yelling. Like, I couldn't control my temper. I know I have a temper sometimes. And it's unfortunate. I need to learn how to control it. But after when I was walking away, it reminded me of the Foul Life podcast of how women get treated differently in all like aspects of everything. And like,
so you don't think this guy, you don't think this guy would have been confrontational like that if it was a man?
No, he would. He definitely would. But I'm pretty sure another dude would not be talking like I was talking. Like sometimes I feel like I have to stand my ground and
your ground to your like, position.
Super assertive about something.
So how was this diffused?
He kept staring at me. Every time he walked by, he would just stare at me. It lasted for like 30 minutes. And then I kept telling him to go do his job, and then it was break time. And then I had to eat food, and then
Did you two make amends with each other? Bury
not
the axe,
at all.
The hatchet before
no.
you No.
No.
Okay.
Not one bit.
Ah.
But, right.
Well, as an arbitrator myself, I'm going to encourage you the next time you see this person to say, hey, look, let's bury the hatchet on this.
I usually do. Maybe
tell him you took part in a snow blanket folding course in the meantime. And now you can you'd be more than willing to teach him some of the techniques from the snow blanket folding course. Yeah, this is Raised in Wisco and...
We talk about anything
you never,
and everything.
Ever know what we're going to talk about here.
I got to bring this up too. So I called you last Thursday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
During that wonderful snowstorm.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Guess who had a complete flat tire and was driving on her rim and didn't realize it until I was on the freeway?
Cher, Madonna.
No, it was actually Pink. But me.
You.
Yeah. And okay. I couldn't get the. So I get out trying to change the tire. And in my Grand Cherokee, I had that little compartment in the back, and you have to lift it up in order to get that spare tire out. Well, the handle broke, and I had none of my tools in there. And so I was calling you to see if you had a tool.
Okay. So it sounds like you change your tires like you do your snow blankets.
Wrong.
We got 30 seconds left to break. We just took up the entire first segment of the show talking about Danielle's heavy equipment operating near violent confrontation today. But I'm glad it all resolved itself. When we come back, I promise we're going to talk hunting, fishing, and loving every day with Dan Durbin, master of all outdoor media. And
this is Hammer, mortgage originator with Provisor. Get your financing game on before you jump into the open house market. Join me at Weichert Realtors Lake Point 8 to 10 every Saturday and Sunday morning in March. Enjoy donuts from Zippy Lube, coffee from Forward Craft and Coffee, and let's talk financing strategy. It's an open house tailgate party at Weichert Lake Point 2045 Atwood Avenue. Visit MadisonOpenHouse.com for more info. Provisor Inc., NMLS ID 1802853, Equal Housing Lender.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Hey, Wisconsin, voting is one of our fundamental rights. Every eligible citizen has the right to be heard. You need an acceptable photo ID to vote in the spring election on April 4th. Vote Riders provides free help to get your Wisconsin ID card. Please visit voteriders.org today. They can answer all your questions about voter ID and offer free help if you need an ID to vote. If you're a citizen and you need an ID, visit voteriders.org. Voteriders.org.
Weather on this snowy day in Milwaukee could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are snuggled in their homes enjoying hot, tasty pizza? Weather makes the phone ring for just $199 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 39. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, low is around 28. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers, high of 46. Upper 40s Tuesday, low 50s by Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Why are you laughing, Dan?
Because that was
Let
like...
the music play for a little while, Anastasia.
Okay.
No, you can talk over it.
So,
I want to hear first... Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal for a little bit.
That first part, I was only thing I thought about was deer hunting or turkey hunting. It's just my heartbeat going just do-do-do-do, just hearing it.
Yeah.
And then it sounded
You can
weird.
Never go wrong with a little MJ coming back from a break. Hey, everybody, you're listening to Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman. Today we've got... The Smooth Criminal of Outdoor Media.
Oh, look at
Dan
that.
Dan Durbin.
Was so perfect.
You're just thinking Dan
we're
Small. This is just Dan Durbin. I'm just a civilian.
No, we're not
here.
Thinking Dan. I love Dan Small. Don't get me wrong. But today, it's all about you, Derbs.
Yes. All about the Smooth Criminal.
Dan, you and I have... Did you just say criminal?
I can't say that word. Criminal. Criminal.
Criminal.
She made
criminal.
Up a word ad hoc.
Criminal. Crinoline. It's a crinoline just criminal.
Smooth criminal. condominium.
Danielle clearly was drinking before the show today.
The high quality H2O. No, I just...
Let's try it in
oh
sections.
Oh, my Lanta.
Criminal. Anastasia's laughing at us from behind the glass right now.
I feel like calling you Richard. No hey offense now. To any Richards out there. No, smooth criminal.
Okay. Derbs, first of all, we've known each other for a couple decades already.
Yep, quite a while.
And one of the most memorable goose hunts I've ever had was sitting in a cornfield with you off of on the northern side of the town of Oconomowoc. Man, that was awesome. They were in our face.
It's more geese than I've ever experienced, not on a golf course, you know? I mean, they were all over, and I forgot my boots that day. Remember that?
That's right.
Yeah, I was all full of mud. I was just out there filming and shooting pictures. I didn't intend to shoot, but it was a heck of an experience. I
that
really loved
awesome.
It.
We
yeah.
got you shot, though, didn't you?
No, I didn't shoot, just pictures.
Oh.
Yeah, and we had them, like, landing on our footbags. Did we
That's
have,
really
were
nice.
We in layout blinds?
Yeah.
Or were we just laying?
Layout blinds, yeah. And you kind of give me the signal, and I'd pop up when you did, and boom, boom, boom. It was over in 10 minutes.
Yeah, of course, because the limit was two, probably.
And then you wanted to jet right away because you're afraid you'd burn out the deal.
waterfowl hunters get a little psychotic about getting, if you get your, you know, if you get the limit early, get out of the field, because then the rest of them will keep feeding there, and you can have that for another hunt.
He's possessed, too. He made me, like, cover my tracks on the way in. I had to go blindfolded.
There's
a lot of trust there in that.
Been around five times.
He had to go blindfolded.
Yeah, known you for 20 years, but make sure you're blindfolded and cover your tracks.
But some dudes probably do that, though, I believe. And, like, I I'm waiting for the person to tell me. I was out one time.
We were setting up on a snow-covered field, like fresh snow-covered field. And the guys were like, oh, we have to erase our footprints in the snow. What? Otherwise, the geese are going to know we were moving around setting up decoys. They were out there with rakes trying to rake snow onto the snow prints.
Yep. My managing editor, Dean, up on some of his secret bog lakes up in Minocqua.
Yeah.
You walk in and you park far away. He takes a broom, covers his tracks. You go 100 feet, you find an ore. You go another 100 feet, you find another ore. And it's just like this cache of things that you can go in to actually fish these bog lakes, which are insane for smallmouth, largemouth.
Mm. Why are you finding ores?
They're kind of stashed there from people we don't know. And then, you know, people just use them as a community thing.
I wonder if it's like American treasure stuff where there's like secret meanings that the Masons left behind or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Would it get deep down in there? See, I was thinking more or less, you find an ore, you find another ore, then you're going to find a boat, and then like...
You find enough ores, pretty soon you're going to find an and.
Yeah, or a business card from a warden.
Or a business card from a warden. Derbs, you've been in the outdoor industry for a long time, and I'm kind of blown away. Like, I don't know a single person who owns as many expos as you do. You own expos.
Didn't you just get another one?
Well, my partner and I, Jeff, my partner Bass, Jeff Bass. But yeah.
So you work for Bast Durbin, one of the premier outdoor media companies in the state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So I want to plug that for you and get you some business because you guys are quality. You put out quality stuff.
I'm planning on adding another wing to my house now. Thank you for that.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't plan that so fast unless our five loyal listeners, the Kennedy clan from Oconomowoc, are going to jump out and get a lot of outdoor advertising right now. But so how did you get into that and what? I mean, how on earth do you end up owning a fishing expo and owning an ice fishing expo?
Yeah, well, see, it was weird. I started off actually like anybody going to college. I worked at Gander Mountain through college. And during that time, I just anything I could do to learn about the outdoors. And then eventually I'd start hitting all these sports shows. And I met my partner there who was working for Wisconsin Outdoor News at the time, wanted an internship, got out of college, got a couple offers like to write technical manuals for Generac, which my dad's like, take it. Don't do that outdoor stuff. There's nothing there.
That sounds exciting,
doesn't it?
Excruciate.
Oh, yeah, I'd fall asleep all day, probably. Yeah.
Outdoor, what did you write for them?
No, nothing. I didn't take it. My dad wanted me to take it, you know, steady work. But then there's this company, Outdoor News.
I love Generac, don't get me wrong, but to write a technical brochure for them, forget about it.
No, it's like, no, like watching curling.
Yeah, well, I kind of like curling.
In a peaceful way, but
I guess. I can't watch golf, so I don't. Anytime I've ever golfed in my life, all I've ever been thinking about is like hunting the geese or fishing in the ponds.
Yep, 100%. Yep.
True.
Man.
Well, you know, eventually got on with Outdoor News. A few years with working for them, we broke off, started our own agency because we were selling media and figuring out, we're telling everybody else how to do their business. You know, somebody would call and want ads in Outdoor News. They'd say, where else should we put them? Should we put them in radio, TV, you know, whatever? So we found we were giving all this pro bono information out and figured, well, heck with this. Let's break off. We're still partners with Outdoor News. But then started picking up clients on the agency level. Wisconsin Waterfowl published their magazine. Picked up clients here and there and still had the Outdoor News relationship. One of the clients was the Madison Fishing Expo, and we did their media buying and PR for 10, 15 years. And then eventually they got out of it. We took it over, and that was the beginning of the expo acquisition period, I guess.
So how do you – so let's go back to Outdoor News real quick. How do you get ideas for stories? How do you get ideas for what's important for people who are living the outdoor life to know?
I guess it depends. And, you know, I do a lot of the new product writing. I do about 15 features for them. So whether I'm going to ATA or SHOTSO or ICAST or something like that, figuring out what the new stuff is.
All right. Hold that thought. We're going to break. I want to hear about how you get your story ideas and the most important stories coming up. We'll be right back on Raised in...
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Amid recent bank failures, the FDIC has said it will back all deposits, including those above the $250,000 limit. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu tells CBS this was a bad move.
So that actually incentivizes worse management, higher risk, by other banks down the road, because now we've set this precedent going forward. So it was not the right play.
Yet another January 6th investigation?
Top Republican on the panel, Barry Loudermilk of Georgia, tells CBS News they're going to review the 2 million pages collected by the last Congress and some of those 41,000 hours of video, and might call former Speaker Nancy Pelosi to testify.
CBS's Scott McFarlane. Russian President Putin has traveled to the Russian-annexed Ukrainian city of Mariupol despite an international arrest warrant. CBS's Beth Noble sees defiance.
To me, that's President Putin's way of showing he's not going to knuckle under to international pressure.
CBS News Brief, I'm Linda Kenyon.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue or online at knuckleheads.shop.
Knuckleheads CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post-ABC news poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire 8-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country, and public education, knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
In Wisconsin on Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman. If you want to give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Call and ask us anything. You can even ask Danielle about her latest escapades in the heavy equipment operating field, if you like. But even more potentially apropos to the topics. We got Dan Durbin of Bass Durbin, writes for Wisconsin Outdoor News, writes for Waukesha Freeman Outdoor Series, and he's also got the owner of the Wisconsin Fishing Expo, the Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo, And he's kind of one of the, literally one of the preeminent writers about the outdoors in the state of Wisconsin. If you really think about it, I know, Dan, I know you don't think you're as great as I think you are.
It's this is a spectacular.
I know you don't.
Ad hoc.
But but that's totally not the right use of that word. But that's all right, Danielle.
You don't have a delay here, do you?
No, we don't. So we went into the break. First off, though, I just want, man, it's like it's barely March. I mean, we're like 2 weeks into March, and it was raining today, and I saw so many turkeys in fields. Just even on the way here tonight, I probably saw more than 70 turkeys in the fields. Man. Half of the toms are all strutting. They're strutting in front of the big groups of hens and jakes right now, which I think is like, nothing gets my blood pumping more than that.
I'm definitely ready for it. That's definitely one of my favorite. And surprisingly, squirrel hunting is top like five. What? Yeah, squirrel hunting. For I love. Real? I am not upset that I like squirrel hunting.
Did you know
what
that MEPS is based in Wisconsin and makes bucktails, and they still buy squirrel tails from people?
Oh yeah,
you can still sell your squirrel tail to MEPS and have your have a lure made. The lures that are made are from people who sell them squirrel tails.
People have told me that you can sell you squirrel tails and tails. And Bill used to collect them and give them to his dad, and they would bring in
that's
loads.
That
and it, they would, but they would keep them in the freezer,
right?
And then just bring them all like a whole big bucket at once.
Bucket of squirrel tails.
Yeah, you know why
I'm
not?
I'm curious if that would go over your possession limit if you're just keeping the tails in the freezer.
Would it though?
I don't know. I bet like there's a warden who could argue that both ways.
Maybe something you could
Derbs,
write about
what
next.
Do you think? You think do we need like an exclusive investigation on whether you have 20 squirrel tails if that's legal in your freezer? Could you imagine Becky, my wife, if I was keeping squirrel tails in the freezer? Oh,
we will reserve a few inches of copy in the next issue for your exclusive squirrel tail.
Sweet. Be careful what you say to me, because I will hold you to it.
Hey, if I can get an ad out of MEPS, we'll put that thing in.
That's it. You know what you probably could. That's some free media. That's right. You could give them that first one free, and then from then on, you could sign MEPS up with Bass Durbin.
But okay, squirrel kebabs with squirrel and rabbit kebabs with red onion on top of jasmine rice with some like orange marmalade.
Sounds great to me.
Yeah.
Food is my favorite dish.
See, that's why.
A lot of people don't like, oh, squirrel, what does it taste like? I always say it tastes a little nutty. But
a bit nutty.
In real life, squirrel, like the squirrel legs are like little, they're like big chicken wings and they're super tasty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even joking. Squirrel is so tasty and they have these little tenderloins in them. They're hard to butterfly though. They're so small.
Cool thing about them is when you're hunting them, it's fun, but you're not heartbroken if you miss one.
Right.
You know, it's going to be like the Packers next year.
I see what you did there. That's good. Is Aaron Rodgers really gone? Do we know if he's really gone? Yeah.
I think it's
Do we
not
know
yet.
If is it all is it official yet or not?
I haven't heard anything.
It's official, like he's claiming he's going to retire if he doesn't go to the Jets, or that's what he's insinuating, but
I cannot even believe for 1 second, for those of us who remember the whole Brett Favre thing back in the day, I cannot even believe it's playing out the exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
Is this how Favre went out?
Yeah, he went to the Jets, and then he went to the Vikings.
I know he went to the Vikings. Yep.
And like I said at the time, I'm like, a few years will pass, and then everybody will say he was great, and he'll come back, and he'll retire as a Packer, and same thing will happen with Aaron Rodgers if he goes somewhere else. I would hate to see it, though. It's kind of heartbreaking because there are so few franchise players anymore, mm-hmm. and to see one who kind of the organization and Rodgers kind of snub their nose at each other is kind of frustrating to see. But let's get on to a more interesting topic, and that's how do you find stories to write about when you are an outdoor news writer? I mean, what are the important issues? How do you say this is story worthy? Because no joke, you are literally probably in the top 3 to 5 people who writes outdoor stories that are actually read by the outdoor public in the state of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the low-hanging fruit is if you get a lead, if you get a concerned citizen who's
what is in
got
any
a problem.
Media, it's the lead. It's the low-hanging fruit if you get a lead.
Yeah, which is that's awesome. If you get that, of course, then you got to double-check it and make sure it's not propaganda or something, you know, or somebody's got an agenda.
Right.
So that's what our papers, you know, Minnesota's weekly. Our other six papers are every other week. So we have the luxury, unlike the glossy pubs, of like we're current. You know, that's why our papers are staying alive, because you can't just go on the internet and look for Stubborn Bass. You can find that content all you want, right? So ours, we have news people in Madison doing stuff like that, and a dedicated group of freelancers that feed us stuff. So it's certainly not just me. I think that's the benefit. I mean, the other thing, that's what you hope for, right? To make a difference in a story. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it too is just keeping the paper filled with stuff. And that's, of course, then researching new product stuff at these trade shows. And for me, I get lucky because it's, say I find this hot new product at SHOT Show or at ATA, and I'm investigating. I'm like, okay, I want to do that for a feature on new products. And I get lucky because it's like, oh, you don't have a press release, or you don't have a media kit. Well, guess what? We happen to do that.
I happen to own a company that helps you with media releases and media promotion.
Oh, and you want organic growth? Well, why don't you come to one of our expos? Because it's way better than a stupid Amazon review.
Yeah. No
doubt.
You
get to hold it. You get to see it. And then go ahead, reorder if you want on Amazon or Tackle Warehouse or Midwest, whatever. But that's kind of, in this industry, as you know, you got to wear a lot of hats to really make a living. You know, so anytime you can parlay certain segments into another segment, I mean, that's a win. And it's a lot of fun because you just stumble, and it's such a tight industry. You know, you never cut a bridge here. You know that.
I mean, you can't.
No, because it'll come back to you, and you shouldn't anyway. But it's so word of mouth in this industry in terms of growing and getting that extra booth conglomerates, right? Company, which I don't like. I preferred it when there were a bunch of, you know, hundreds of companies.
Yeah, now they keep Plano getting plucked off. Plano owns Zinc and tackle boxes and lures and you name it. I mean, they're in hunting and fishing. And I think there's a tangential factor to what you're saying. And that tangential factor is everyone who is not a part of the hunting fishing industry thinks, hunters and fishermen all and women all think the same. Mm-hmm. They don't. There's vast, hardline divide in fishing beliefs, in fishing execution, from the purist to the longbow to the high power compound with the 80% let off to crossbows. There's a lot to fight about when it comes to the outdoors. And so what do you find are the most controversial things? What are some things, what are hot topics right now? What are some of the hot topics you've written about?
Mm-hmm. One of the ones is the forward-facing technology in fishing, and they all make them Garmin, Hummingbird, Lowrance. It's unbelievably
awesome.
Explain
what it does, first of all.
So, unlike traditional sonar, it's either where you could go vertical or you could go horizontal. This, you actually can turn your transducer and aim it ahead of you, and I'll say a 45-degree angle or whatever. You cast out, you can see your bait hit the water, and track it, and you can literally see the stripes on a bass or a perch or something.
Man.
And I mean, it's exciting, right? You throw out, and all of a sudden you're watching your bait come in on a deep weed line, and you see 30 bass come in a school and try to smoke it.
Yeah,
it's exhilarating. However, I think with that technology, there needs to be some discipline too, because you could also go out and find a school of crappies or perch out on Mendota and decimate them. You know, so I mean, limits are there for a reason, but I think it's a great
limits
technology.
Limits are there for a reason, but if everybody was getting limits every day, we're not going to have that species around anymore. And a lot of people don't realize that the number one purveyors of conservation are fisher people, anglers, and hunters. It's up to us to make sure species proliferate, no doubt about it. So. And I know there's fights, because I know there's fights over all the bass tournaments.
There is. The PMTT, the Professional Muskie Tournament Trail, they actually midstream during the season made them illegal, because there were a couple teams that mastered them, and one particular team, and I don't know the numbers, but absolutely it was like 19 muskies or something in two days.
Man.
I mean, it wasn't even close. And I'm not casting stones. I'm getting one on a Garmin on mine this year on my new boat.
And my question is, should you be punished because you've mastered the technology? You know, I mean, you can come at this from both directions. And in muskie tournaments, those are all catch and release fish. They're going right back into the fishery, so you're not going to decimate a population.
Right.
Everybody, I mean, I'd say 90% of muskie fishermen in the state of Wisconsin are putting them back when they catch them.
Oh, yeah.
I think most of the people...
I've never eaten muskie nuggets, put it that way.
I think most people would take the time and the expense to get this type of technology are going to be disciplined, are going to be catch and release anglers. I'm just saying it. At some point, there's going to be an issue. There's already an issue now. If that technology comes down to price point that is $200 instead of $2,000, we have to keep an eye on it.
I think we were talking about this a little bit with staff Senator Rob Stafchel last week. I think anytime technology is going to continue to advance, and for the longest time, it was the slowest advancing in fishing and hunting. For some reason, we are kind of traditionalists, but now you've got the thermal scopes that you can use. Mm-hmm. You're going to see animals in a field that you never would have caught with the naked eye.
Yep.
Never. People are using, drones is a big, very controversial technology.
I definitely do not think you should have used drones.
Well, in Wisconsin, you cannot use a drone to hunt legally. But what if somebody is, air quotes here, I know it's radio, but air quotes, surveying their land with a drone,
mm-hmm.
and happen to see where the deer are? A lot of this is going to be up to the actual ethics of the actual fisher person or hunter,
right.
I think. But I think you're going to see. So I think that's probably, would you say that's an area that strikes larger interest when you have, when you're talking about technology, when you're talking about the forward-facing sonar? Because I've been on a boat fishing walleyes with that forward-facing sonar. That's mm-hmm. nuts. You see the walleye ahead of you. The screen tells you it's 30 feet in front of you, 9 feet down.
Right.
You cast 40 feet, 8 feet down, and toggle that lure right past the nose of that walleye. I mean, some people say it's cheating.
I don't think that's right. I mean, I think you still got to catch them.
You have to know your bait and make sure you have everything on correctly, like colors and all that kind of stuff.
And like I said, I agree with you to your point. We have to govern that ourselves. And if I get limited time on the water with my boys when they come back from college and I get 3 hours,
if
we can catch 20 bass instead of I got to burn up an hour and a half finding a pattern, scouting them out, and then we catch five, I'll take that all day.
But isn't that what hunting and fishing is finding their patterns and figuring out
yourself? I think she's making a great point.
Yeah.
I think the point is that's the argument. What is hunting and fishing? Because outdoor use of the outdoor resources holds a different moral definition for every single person who's out there. Mm-hmm. And technology, you just said that, Danielle, but I bet you use technology. Do you use a Vexilar when you fish?
Yeah, I use technology, but talking about that $2,000 price point and everything, mm-hmm. I have a limited, but if I did have endless amounts of money, I probably would, but I'm in the middle of the argument because I feel like it is taken away from the experience. You go out there to learn and not just a black ops mission, go out there and just annihilate all of them.
But I've been on both sides. As a kid, I was on a float tube on lakes around here with no technology, and I'd bust my butt trying to find fish. I'm 50 now. I'd like to capitalize on a little quicker.
Yes,
I think you should be
embarrassed by the fact that you're on a float tube. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk to Dan about what he sees coming in hunting and fishing and the growth of women in the sport and the growth of the sport in general. You're listening to Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace or Google My Business or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride. The poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Weather on this snowy, snowy day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many snowblowers, snow shovels, and snowmobiles are being sold as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the phone ring. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunny skies this afternoon with highs around 39. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Low is around 28 tonight. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 46. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered showers Tuesday and Wednesday. Upper 40s Tuesday, low 50s by Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Sink into your brain a little bit. Fredbear by Ted the Sledge. Hey, got something really exciting, Danielle.
Do you?
Yeah, working on getting Ted Nugent on the show.
Oh, my Lanta. That's
right.
Very exciting.
You know, I do cooking segments that go on Ted's show, The Spirit of the Wild, which is absolutely awesome to me. I feel pretty good about that.
I would feel pretty good about that. That's
but got a call from one of his folks last week asking if we were possibly interested in having Ted on the show. What'll be interesting to me is if Ted Nugent will actually put it together that the guy who's doing the radio show is the same guy that's done cooking segments on his show. And I got four coming up on Spirit of the Wild and the Outdoor Channel. You can also check it out on my Outdoor TV. So
he has to know that you're doing all that. Kind
yeah, I'm sure like, he does. Cause I'm a recurring character on his show. But man, it has been so busy. You think like, this is kind of like the downtime for hunters and fishermen in the state. Although, not really. If you're a river fisherman, I mean,
it's going at the walleye.
Fishing's
run.
Huge right now, right? I mean, a lot of people are out there on the walleye runs and catching zeeferellins and trout and browns in the tributaries. Just talking to Ian Kittrell on the way here. He's just learning the drift rod fishing, curing his own spawn sacks and fishing down in the tributaries. So there's a lot of fishing going on right now, isn't there, Dan?
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially now that even bass is going to be coming around since they eliminated that, you know, now it's catch and release season.
Yep.
So that's just around the corner. Now throw us a jerk bait really slow. In a couple of weeks, you're going to catch largemouth if you do it right. And obviously on the Rock and all the Wisconsin River system, they're hamming walleyes right now.
Yeah. And everybody has said that it was kind of a short ice fishing season this year. Because a lot of the ice was kind of sketch, but I think it was a really good ice fishing season. I heard a lot of people catching a lot of stuff. And you have, man, this show goes so fast. It's nuts. We haven't even really had time to talk about you have the Wisconsin Fishing Expo. Tell me about that a little bit.
You know, it's in Madison. It's the largest fishing expo in the Midwest. We're 150,000 square feet. We had about 350 booths this year, about 80 boats and 22,000 consumers. And it's just a great place to go.
Holy cow. 22,000 people through the door, huh?
Yeah. And
that's insane.
The cool thing about it is a lot of these mom and pops rely on these type of expos because they're not on Amazon, you know. But what our thing is interesting to me is the nonprofits that we have, you know, Wisconsin Women Fish, we're a sponsor of them. You know, they come into the show, have seminars specifically to educate people, but also to get more women fishing. And we're big fans of that. And just overall, there's tons of different nonprofits that can get you out on the water if you don't have a boat. You know, whether it's a vets group or Yahara Fishing Club or Local Bass or Trout Unlimited Club. That's kind of been our mission work, is to stick with what the original people that started the show and continue that legacy on to make sure that the sport of fishing is growing. You know, like the Wisconsin Interscholastic Fishing Association. We
say that five times real fast.
Yeah, WIFA. We let all those kids in for free. They wear their jerseys. 130 schools.
Oh, wow.
You know, 30-some kids, they come in.
That's cool.
Yeah, and in sports, like I was always big into coaching and stuff, my kids and stuff. But we make sure that we get those youth sports, and we let them in for free too, so that we can keep their pilot light lit. You know, because having kids in traveling baseball or football or whatever, it's a lot of time, right?
Yeah.
And I kind of want, one of our goals is to make sure that, hey, just keep a taste of it going. You know, so if we can get them there, we let them in for nothing, and all the sports are great, but you can fish and everything till you're in a wheelchair and even beyond. You're not going to be a linebacker.
Yeah, no, you can fish. You can pretty much fish, figure out a way to fish or hunt.
Or hunt, yeah.
Way late in your life. Yeah. I mean, take a look at some of, you know, I'm not sure how old Jim Shockey is, but he's got to be up near in 70-ish or at least late 60s. That guy is a total hero to me, which, by the way, so the Journal Sentinel Sports Show was this past weekend, and we did I did a cooking segment for the Fowl Life and Provider Brands at the Journal Sentinel Sports Show on the Usinger stage, and we made Wild Goose Michoacan-style street tacos and served one to every single person in the audience. We served 120 tacos, 120 full tacos. It wasn't like a little sample. It was like a full taco for everybody.
Not like Costco?
No, it wasn't like Costco style. This was like the real deal. And we served it to everybody. We collected the plates after. There wasn't a single plate with a morsel of food left on it.
I believe that.
You know what's sad about that? My booth for Wisconsin Outdoor News was like 2 miles over. He didn't deliver.
Oh, nothing. Well, you know what? Yeah, that's real sad. Rude. I'm feeding 120 people, and you couldn't have walked over to me.
You were like, oh.
And you thought I was going to deliver over to you.
Hey, Jesus fed 5,000. You could have did 122. Yeah, well, one more is all you needed.
He just compared you to Jesus. Oh,
I ain't got nothing on Jesus, I'll tell you that. That guy walked on water, too. And I'm lucky if I can tread water for 10 minutes, okay? Now, you want to talk about a quality fisherman in the day. Jesus, that dude.
Just parted the water and then just followed it. Yep.
Yeah, and then I think he calmed the seas and filled the nets, too.
He had like the first forward-facing technology when he parted.
He had forward-facing Moses technology. Who
parted, but. Well, if he can do it, we all can do it.
Jesus didn't part the sea. No. Moses did that. I always wonder, like, at what, I'm sure Jesus had a sense of humor. He had to have had a sense of humor. I mean, half the dudes you pick, like the tax collectors and prostitutes he hung out with, he had to have a sense of humor. But I always think, you know, as a Catholic, I'm always thinking to myself, like, how far can I go on Jesus jokes before it crosses the line? Mm-hmm. And I just saw this thing, this meme that sell. It was called Bun Jesus, and it was Jesus bungee jumping off the cross.
What?
Yeah, so I saw it, and it gave me the Eve right off the bat. And then I thought, you know what? Jesus might think that's funny.
Yeah.
You know, leap of
Who
faith.
Knows?
I don't know. But I always wonder. But yeah, so clearly the technology is not as good as Jesus. I will say it can't possibly be.
No.
But what's – and. I was talking to Crute, you know, who owns WAUK earlier this week, and I was talking to him about a bunch of things, Uncle Ted coming on, and we are leading into the Cripes cast with Charlie Behrens. Now, Charlie Behrens is somebody I've been watching for years, really funny guy, great guy, honored to be part of the triumvirate on Saturdays.
Absolutely.
So if you love the show, you can re-listen to it on Saturdays. Our show is going to be the lead-in to Charlie Behrens' show. So I said to Crute, I said, man, I have to make the last quarter hour of our show the best because it's leading into Behrens. And he said, Joel, every segment should be the best. And I do agree with him. And really, I mean, how can it be better than talking about fishing and hunting in the outdoors in the great state of Wisconsin? How does it really get better than that? Issues coming up in the outdoors, Derbs, real quick.
I don't see anything super hot, but I would say be careful of affiliate marketing. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I don't know
term.
What affiliate marketing is.
So you've experienced, if you would ever say, what are the best top 10 bass lures or the best shooting rifles for 2023?
Oh, yeah. So those are all purchased.
You lead into that, right?
All right. Watch out for that. I think Sandhill Cranes. I think air guns. Both things that I think should be used for hunting. Man, Charlie Behrens is coming up next on Saturday. Thanks for listening. Raising with...
This is Rocker, and I bet you didn't know I was a realtor. Come down to my open house tailgate party, 8 to 10 Saturday and Sunday mornings in March at Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Enjoy donuts from Zippy Lube and coffee from Ford Craft and Coffee, and let's talk strategy before you head into battle. Find your glory, create a battle plan, enjoy coffee and donuts every Saturday and Sunday morning in March at Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find us on Facebook or weikert-lakepoint.com.
Warm ovens and great smells aren't the only reason people love working at Country Hearth. Job security at a third-generation family-owned company, great pay and benefits, and the opportunity to rise within the company are also in the mix. Besides production, there are a lot of other positions throughout the bakery. Maintenance fixes and maintains machines. Sanitation keeps the machinery and facility clean and safe. Shipping coordinates getting products from point A to point B, and there are delivery driver positions too. Are you ready to find the best fit for you? Find out.